Welcome, welcome back to Show 41. This is Insomnia Radio Canada. I am Chris. I'm the host of the show. I'm looking for new bands to play, leads for new bands to play, bands to send me in their files so that I can play them. And as always, always looking for new bumpers for the show, little bits of, you know, interesting, hey, you're watching or listening to Insomnia Radio Canada play on the show. So if you're interested in doing any of the above or even just dropping me some feedback about the show, what you think, what you'd like to see on the show in the future, you can do so at chris@insomniaradio.net. You can also follow us and tweet us on Twitter at @IR_Canada. So we're going to jump right into things as always and get started with some music. New Discovery is a group called Port Manitou. The track was The Lookout. These guys are from the Ottawa area in Ontario. They are a new find for me. They formed back in 2011 and recorded through 2013 and the first half of 2014 and put out an album. So that's one of the tracks they submitted to the main show, and Stuart forwarded them on to me. So thank you guys for dropping your tracks in. Definitely enjoyed the new find, and perhaps I'll play you again on a future show. So if you heard this and you know I've played you, drop me a track. So let's see what else we have for you today.
Hey, this is Sean from Unlikely Heroes, and you're listening to Insomnia Radio Canada.
So hello, everybody. As I said, I have a little treat for you today. I have another musician on the line with me. So I have, hope I'm going to get this right, Daniel Cassava.
That's right.
Yay! Hi.
Thanks for having me, Chris.
So you've got a new song coming out. Tell me about it.
Yeah, it's called Never Too High, Never Too Low. And so this is the new one. It's about, especially now what happened, with Robin Williams and all that kind of stuff. It's kind of, it's really in the air right now. And this song, I wrote this song beginning of summer. And it's really about depression, but at the same time, it's a hopeful, upbeat song, It's not something downer. It's, it's about, battling the ups and downs, the feelings that life can bring. So, but I'm pretty happy about the result, and I co-wrote this song with Catherine Cates. And so we're pretty happy about the result. And thank you again for having us on air to play that song. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. So I've already listened to the song, and I think it's pretty fantastic.
Oh, thanks.
You're welcome. If I was to play two songs hand in hand, I would pair this one up with a song. Have you listened to the show and heard me play a song by Heather Dale called Fortune?
Okay.
It's a song about seizing the day and just going after your dreams and living each day to the fullest, no matter what each day brings you.
Yeah.
So I think these songs would go really well together. I played Fortune as the last song of show 40.
Okay.
And this one will be coming out on show 41. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah, the meaning, it's very close, the meaning, because it's life, eh? Life, you got some high lows, it's always, you're, it's like you're walking on a thin line,
And it is.
It's nothing new, it will be like that until the end of time. So, just for us to be able to navigate, our kind of moods and what life's gives us, so, yeah.
Very true. So, do you want to tell us a little bit about you and music while we have you here? How did you get started? What do you play?
Okay. First, I'm a guitar player, singer, songwriter, guitar player. I play a bit of keyboard. But my first instrument is the guitar. I was really young, remember with my little tape recorder trying to compose and doing my recording my own show in a cassette, and it starts from this. So I became very serious while I was a teenager. And then one thing to another, I hitchhiked to New Orleans from Montreal to New Orleans and Nashville and start to jam with the local talents, So for me it was very, very, the big school on the, to be able to jam with these veteran musicians. So, big fast in time now in 2009. I realized really my musical dream to have my first studio album called Nine at a Time, and in 2009, the critics were was pretty neat, cool, So and then in 2000. Yeah, so in 2009, nine at a time after that. In 2013, Soul Reunion, my second album. And I by the way, I really appreciate that you're playing some songs from Soul Reunion. And then after that, there's a Christmas song last year. And then right now, it's really we're going single by singles, you know. Albums becoming really kind of tough to sell.
Yep.
And, you know, it's really now we're focusing more on singles now. So that's why Never Too High, Never Too Low, it's the new ones. Yeah.
Wow.
I don't know if it's that kind of answer.
You know? That's a perfect answer.
Thank you, Chris.
It's a good answer.
And in fact, there's something in all that mix. I made the cover story on Cashbox Canada and also in Cashbox US, by the way, and for Soul Reunion, so my album last year. So it was very cool, cover story. So it's very, very cool, especially for bias, you know, when you're indie.
No,
you don't have the big machine and all that. So it's pretty neat that people like your stuff enough to make the cover story of Cashbox Canada. And, it's very neat.
Getting the cover story anywhere when you're independent is very, very fantastic.
Yeah.
I've noticed that a lot of indie artists, they're willing to give their music to a lot of podcasts just to get that little bit of exposure and possibly pick up some more fans that are going to buy their stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Mm-hmm.
I'm quite happy to do that for any decent musician out there where I like their music. So.
Well, you do a great job, seriously. And we need that. We need that. You know, there's really some very good music. You know, when you just go on the net everywhere, there's a lot of great songs and great artists. But, you know, it's becoming kind of tough to get exposure, you know.
Yep.
But at the same time, it's kind of funny because at the same time, there's a lot of, internet radio station and stuff like that. So I don't know. I really feel that we're in the middle of something, you know. We're in the middle of something with the technology and all that. I don't know where we're going with that?
No clue, but there's a lot of technology out there, and a lot of the teenagers today are very of the, I think they're calling it the now generation.
Yeah.
They're used to having everything right now. It's right at their fingertips. They want an answer. They load up Google and get their answer right now. Whether it's right or wrong, they don't care because it's the answer. It was on Google. It must be right.
Yeah.
Now texting, they've got instant communication.
Yeah.
I still remember days as a kid where we, you know, get up in the morning, say, hey, I'm going to so-and-so's house, take off down the street, go play at so-and-so's house, hang out at the park. Oh, street lights are on, time to go home.
Yeah.
Kids don't do that anymore.
No. And when we were young, it was like, okay, your parents were like kind of mad about you, say, okay, if you're not a good child, you will go, you come in. So in these days, it's contrary, you know. It's like if you want to make a child mad, you say, okay, you go outside without your computer. So it's kind of funny. You know?
It's completely the opposite.
Yeah.
I'm sure in another 10 to 20 years, it'll be the opposite again.
Yeah, but at the same time, you know, the thing is the technology is very great, and really enjoying the ride and all the possibilities and all the discovery we can make and all that. So so we're enjoying the road and the ride, and we'll see what happens in the future. But the one thing is sure, in my case, I'm not done with the music, that's for sure, because I got a lot of other songs in progress and some already recorded. And in about three weeks, we're going to Jamaica. Yeah, because the next songs we're making a cool lounge there for the song. It's a Jam in Jamaica. And it's kind of a homage, you know, for Jamaican people and all that. I used to go there a lot. And then, anyway, in 3 weeks, we're going there and doing some radio there to launch this single. So it will be like in parallel with Never Too High, Never Too Low in Canada and the U.S. But for sure, you will receive this song pretty soon, too, my share.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
I look forward to it.
Yeah, especially, you know, in October now, you know, it will be great to be in Jamaica. I don't know for you what kind of winter it's kind of, I don't know.
They're predicting a bad one, so.
Oh, man.
Considering it was 12 degrees when I walked the 4 blocks to work this morning, I was like, should have worn a warm sweater.
Yeah. So, pretty soon you will wear your, you know, your ski and stuff like that. So, your big muffle and your big toque and the big socks and the, you know.
Please. I have fantastic hand knit woolly socks.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh, I'm happy to know that.
Hand knit are the best, especially when Grandma made them.
Oh yeah. Sentimental at the same time, eh?
Yes.
It's great. It's great.
Grandma doesn't knit anymore, so very sentimental.
Yeah, it's great. So each time you're putting your socks, you're thinking about your grandma.
Yes.
It's so sweet.
So how about we play the song for everybody else, and thank you for being here, and hopefully we can do this again after you get a few more songs out.
Absolutely. Again, thanks again for the exposure and the airplay, and really appreciate your job. You're very cool. And thanks to everybody, the listeners, and I was really happy to talk about all that and talk with you, my dear.
You're welcome.
So the song is called Never Too High, Never Too Low.
Never too high, never too low, like a tide flow.
I hope you all enjoy that little treat, a little chat with Daniel Casavant and the new song he's put out this past couple weeks ago. Daniel is now out on tour again, I believe. So hopefully when he gets back to writing and has some more stuff, he will, as he said, send it to me. And yeah, I like throwing in little casual conversation interviews like that. So, you know, if you're a band and you're listening and you're interested in doing that and getting a little bit more out of sending your music to me, feel free to drop me some info. Up next, we have a group that I had somebody at work recommend to me. They are Call the Robots. They are from, I believe, Woodstock, which is in Ontario, Canada, southern part of Ontario, Canada, not too far from me. They have been in touch, sent me a couple tracks, gave me permission to play, and sending me a couple CDs to do a giveaway with. So hopefully I can come up with something really cool to do with those. But in the meantime, a last track for the day, we are going to play a track from Call the Robots. The track I'm going to play is My Baby. If you want to check these guys out, you can go over to their website at calltherobots.com. Check them out, send them some love, and we'll catch you in a couple weeks. Have a great one.
This podcast is a member of the Association of Music Podcasting.